Thanks, Steve. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice. I'll state an opinion, and then I'll get to the question. Strong, measured, smart response by the board, I thought. When you got into that room of 32, Bob, what was it didn't take long. Was everybody pretty much on the same page?
Well, yeah, we met yesterday. So we took a little hiatus because people wanted to, you know, reach out to their own constituents in their own districts and those types of things. But, you know, when this is important to us, it's important to students, and the board wanted to take some time to digest it and come back, and they were pretty committed. I mean, it was a pretty strong vote there, and we're trying to hear, or we're trying to give student athletes the opportunity to do what they like to do best, and that's participate. And of course, you know as well as I, the first and foremost is safety. We think we've done that with the health and safety plans the schools have had to develop. So
I also thought that it was a response that respected the governor. How important was that, that you responded but also respected the governor and what his thought process happened to be?
Well, I think it's very important. We don't want to be in conflict with them. We want to work together with them, because I think anybody that works in conflict with the governor or of any state, that to me is a death sentence. So we don't want to take anybody on. We want to work cooperatively, because the ultimate goal here is to provide educational opportunities for young people and make them better citizens. I believe that's his goal. It certainly is ours. So let's put our egos aside. Let's put our, you know, our beliefs aside. Let's put our thinking caps on and see if we can help young people be young people.
What can the young people do what are they allowed to do between now and August 24th?
They can still continue their voluntary workouts on their school campuses if their schools allow that. I think for the feeling I got, a lot of them are going to continue to do that, no different than they're doing today. So that's a good sign. I think it's important. The board didn't want to have kids have to stop working out, because now you cause a fitness problem. So keeping them active, keeping them fit will help. Keeping them healthy, obviously. So I thought it was a good decision, and hopefully we can get someplace. Darn it, we're going to try.
Bob, what's the next step? When does the PIAA board or yourself intend to talk with the governor's office or with members of the legislature?
Well, we're going to start that as early as Monday, if we can, with the leadership of each party and the General Assembly. We've had some members reach out to us already, so we're working through that process as we speak. And you know, we're not going to be sitting on our hands. I'll tell you that.
Which brings me to the next part, the role of local school districts. I know that's something the governor has talked about, with the ability to open up a school district. It's not his call, it's a local call. I believe I've got the governor's the interpretation correct. So what role are they going to play as to what's going on with this?
Well, I think they're playing a big role, because it's up to them whether they want to have sports. What we've heard overwhelmingly was the overwhelming majority of them want to have some type of sport. And it can be as simple as, and Steve, you're probably doing this yourself, playing golf.
Yes.
You know, going out and the cross-country kids running. There's activity all the time. Tennis. I mean, there's three sports right there that aren't necessarily team activities that we believe that we can get done in a tremendously safe fashion. And we also believe field hockey, soccer, and football. Now, football's going to be a little of a challenge, but you're sitting right there at Penn State Country. and they seem to have it going pretty well. And they're dealing with young adults. We're dealing with adolescents that are going home to mom and dad, being sequestered a little bit, different than living in a community or a dorm or those type of things where you're around other young people. So we think our situation may be a little tighter than yours.
Which brings me to the next part. That's protocols. The PIAA has worked extensively on protocols. Probably some of them look like the NFL's. Probably some of them look like college football. How important is it on the PIAA's part that when you talk to the governor's office that there is an understanding of the thought that you have put into protocols to make it as safe as possible?
Well, I think I would hope that they would respect us for our knowledge of what we do. Because let's take volleyball. I don't think anybody that doesn't work in athletics realizes when we make a recommendation, we don't want the teams to switch benches after each game of a set or right. Go side to side of the court. Most people are going, what are you talking about? But if you're involved in athletics, you know that.
Exactly.
And that's the thing that I think is a little bit troublesome, because whether people like athletic organizations like us or not isn't the key here. It's you have to respect us for our knowledge and our expertise in the sport business and the sports. And I think that that isn't being leaned on enough. And if it is, if it was, I think we can illustrate that this can be done better than it's being done now in recreational programs, which are allowed to flourish and make millions of dollars across the country. And we think schools do it better, safer, because they're educationally based athletics.
And that'll be an important part for you. You mentioned, we talked about the governor. I know I did slip in the part, Bob, about the legislature. Is this going to be part of the of it, too, that you make sure that the legislature is completely apprised of what you're doing?
Yes, we are going to keep both parties informed. We have a legislative council that works very diligently with both sides of the aisle, and we have heard from some of them already, and they would like to have some dialogue, and we're open to it. So we will do whatever we can to try to get full support to support our student-athletes. Because, heck, Steve, you know as well as anybody, if you don't have young people playing games, all of us don't have jobs, and it's something that kids love. So athletics is a very important part of every community.
Have you received any reports at all from, you know, some of these individual workouts? Because these coaches, look, they keep in touch with their kids. It sounds like the summer has gone along with them working out as young student athletes, and it sounds like it's actually gone well with few, if any, issues. Is that what you're hearing?
Exactly. I bet I've heard maybe about 10 to 12 schools have had some testing or some students test positive, but in a lot of the cases, and I would say the majority, they didn't get it from another student athlete. They got it from a young adult or a family member or somebody that traveled someplace down the beach to a restaurant, to a bar, that came back and was at a family gathering or those type of things. I have not heard a lot of reports from students to students. Now, I'm sure there's some out there, but I've only heard about 12 schools over the summer. We have almost 750 high schools. I think that percentage is pretty good.
What would it mean to point out, before I get to that, how difficult is the parent part of this from the PIAA's point of view? Because maybe it has to be pulled off without having fans in the stands. How difficult is that parent part and to communicate that?
Well, we are 100% opposed to not having spectators. We want spectators at our contests, and we certainly want parents and grandparents. And we believe if some of the same standards of 25% capacity would be allowed in our gymnasiums and stadiums. We could easily allow those people to come in. They could socially distance, see their student athletes play and root their teams on, and not have an issue. Is that 100%? No. I don't think there's anything in life that's 100%. But it would give us a better opportunity and be consistent with other guidelines. But when you make an indoor facility only be able to have 25 people, and you have a water polo contest where you have seven aside, there's
right.
14 right there. Steve, you can't have kids swim an hour without a substitute. Come on.
I know.
The down part there could be devastating. Just, again, lean on the experts that know sports that can help people. And we're nobody's going to try to jam a girls' volleyball match up with 25 people. Geez, you got six aside. Every team needs at least a sub. That's 24 there. Heck, does that mean you have no coaches and no referees and no scorekeepers? And I mean, it's not reasonable.
Although there are some people that would debate you on the referee part. No, I'm just kidding, Bob. You might as well have a little fun in these interviews. The last part is, it will be this, Bob. You're working hard to do whatever you can to make sure this is safe. Should it be safe and it's able to happen, what do you think it means for the young people? What do you think it means for communities?
I think it means it. Nothing gathers or rallies a community like a championship team or a successful team. They don't even have to be a championship team. A successful team, maybe somebody that wins a league or a conference championship or just has a good season. And we always say this here in the office. When an AAU team, they could win a national championship, there might be a byline in the sports page. Oh,
that's right.
Maybe a picture. Yeah. But if Belfont or a state college wins a PAA championship, they probably ride home on the fire truck. And if they're not, they're going to get picked up by the fire truck and paraded back to the school. And that's how much it means. It's the fiber of the community. People pull together. It becomes glory days 30, 40 years later. And what's wrong with that? Not a darn thing. And we think that's the fiber of the community that helps carry the value of interscholastic athletics.
And just again, to reiterate what I said at the beginning, you read the statement, what they're going to do. They want to talk. They want to discuss with the governor. And really, this was all done with respect to his office and the job and the hard job he's trying to do. And now we'll see how it turns out. The earliest everybody could start is August 24th. Bob, absolute pleasure. Thanks a lot for your time and what's been a very busy day for you. Always make sure that we're in the loop. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks, Steve. Good talking to you. Really appreciate you. Bye now.